Okay, our friends, you want to make some noise? We love noise. It's the most fun. Why? Because quiet is so ordinary, so everyday. But special noises, now we're talking. Especially if you're making music. And today's book is about making music. It is called Play This Book. And it has a drum on the cover of it with some drumsticks. The book was written by Jessica Young and Daniel Weissman, and it's going to be read today by Mommy and your name is what? Mouse-cles. Are you a mouse or are you a cat? You're a cat. All right. I have a cat named Mouse-cles. Who is going to meow his way through the book with me. Are you ready, Meowskles?
Of course I am.
Let's do it. So when we open the book, the very first thing we see is a big stage. And there's a banner over it that says, "Welcome to the show." But there's nothing on the stage. Where is the show? I want to know. Don't you want to know? Okay, so when we turn the page, the next thing we see is a little boy. And he says, "We're going to have a show today. These instruments can't wait to play. To start our show, we need a band. Maybe you can lend a hand." Wow, he has a bandmaster's hat on. I think it looks like he's ready to play in the band. But there's some instruments here, so let's examine what we see. This one is bright pink. And it has long strings on a long neck and little tuning pegs at the end of the long neck. It's a guitar. This is a round instrument, okay? And it sits on a stand, and it has a nice thin skin that's across the top of the big round barrel. What do you think that is? It's a drum. That's right. Then this one has a ton of little black and white keys that you can push down on. It is obviously a piano. Then comes some tiny little round balls with sticks on them that you if you shake them, they make a chick-chick-chick sound. Maracas. There's also a reeded instrument that's made out of metal. And you blow into the reed, and it pushes the air through the metal, and there are keys to push down with your finger. It's a saxophone. Then there's another metal instrument. This one does not have a reed. This one has just a round mouthpiece that you blow air into. And then it has a nice long slidey bit that slides back and forth. It's a trombone. And last but not least are two big round sheets of metal that have been kind of bent into cone type shapes. Very flat looking ones though. Those are cymbals. We need to start our show. Let's see what happens. You ready? The very first instrument that we pick up is that guitar. You can rock on the guitar. Try it out. You'll be a star. Give a strum with your thumb. Strum, strum, strum. And it's pretty impressive. That's how you make the music with a guitar. The next page is the drum. Make the drum go rat-a-tat. You can pat it just like that. Drum a beat, then repeat. Rat-a-tat-tat, rat-a-tat-tat. And there's a drum there. And I think this is designed for you to use your fingers on the book.
It's an action book.
Piano keys lie in a row. Some play high, some play low. Tap these keys, will you please? Ding, 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 dunk, dunk, dunk. Mm-hmm. It's true, they do make that sound. Hey, this band is sounding sweet. Feel the music in your feet. Count to four, then play some more. My cat has got his dancing feet out. One, two, three, four. Mm-hmm. We got some rhythm here today. Here's some rhythm on a stick. Maracas. Rattle. Chick-chick. Chick-chick. You can make them shake, 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 shake them. Chick, 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 chick. And if you wanted to pick up the book and shake the book, you could. Ri-pa-pa-pa-pa. Mm-hmm. A saxophone goes doobie-doo. It can do it. I can do it. You can too. Blow that thing and make it swing. Doobie-doobie-doobie-doo. Mm-hmm. That's a great saxophone. The slide trombone is loud and long. Hold it high and play it strong. Slide the slide on the side. And it's kind of how it's supposed to go. You know, there's actually a song about trombones, about 76 of them. In a very big marching band. Mm. Yeah. When cymbals clash, they go crash. Close the book and make them smash. 1, 2, 3, play with me. Crash, crash, crash. Whoa, hey, you're hitting the microphone. Yeah. Wow. You know, this could be a very loud book if we wanted it to be. Now you've practiced how to play, you can play this book your way. Play along. We'll make a song. You can strum it, you can rat-a-tat it, you can tink ting tunk tunk, you can chick chick, you can dooby dooby doo, you can wah wah wah, and you can crash, crash, crash. What a show. Bravo, bravo. You played this book just like a pro. Stand up now and take a bow. And everyone claps for you. Bravo, bravo. Do you know what that means when you say bravo? It's an Italian phrase. And it means well done, well done. And sometimes when you have a concert that you put on and someone says bravo, bravo, what they're trying to say is come back out and do more of that. And then you would give what is known as an encore. An encore. Which is a French word for a little bit more music, please. More performance. Nevertheless, what a wonderful book. And how much fun for those of you who like music and sound. We should explore that more, shouldn't we? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
I'm on the way. Night's falling. I should be getting out.
Oh, yeah, you should be getting out of here. Well, thank you so much for stopping by for a story, Meowsers.
Meowsicles. Meowsicles. Yeah, see you later. Oh, no, stop
it! Wow, what a busy cat.
If you like the show, please take a moment to rate, review, and subscribe. It really does help the show to grow. Thank you for listening.